This is the time of year that farmers look forward to. It is harvest time. South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here on how it's looking. How are things going right now, Commissioner?
Well, you're right. It is the time when all of the months and the money that have gone into our traditional fall crops is ready to reap the benefit and harvest it. Of course, by now, corn is in for the most part, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what our corn yield numbers, the last we had as an estimate on 1st of September was 142 bushels. I've got to think it's going to be higher than that based on just some of the comments that I'm getting from farmers. The acreage down about 20,000 from last year to about 355,000. So looking forward to a really good corn crop and helping some of our farmers, you know, maybe make some progress where they have not. Cotton down a little bit as well, probably 15% from last year. And I think, as we've said before, farmers vote with their acres. And I think that's why you'll see some of those acreage down on cotton. The margins are just a little bit thinner this year with input costs. And the market, you know, at 80, mid-80s, 90 cents at the most. So peanuts, again, down a little bit, 76,000 acres, we think. But we think production will be up slightly just because we're doing a better job with our yields. It's a good-looking crop out there just riding by. So I'm hoping that for at least the second year in a row, we're above 4,000 pounds, you know, on our yields. So, and then finally, soybeans down from the previous forecast, about 30,000 acres and under. 400,000 acres, and we're hoping, you know, maybe next year they'll get back up because it's always been between 400,000 and 500,000 acres of soybeans planted. So we shall see. But the crop looks good. I guess my biggest concern is the cotton crop, just looking at it and hearing comments based on the amount of rain that was in some places at the wrong time and stuff like that. Then finally, you know, our tobacco producers actually up 5% from last year, so maybe we bottomed out there. Acreage, I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's somewhere between like 8,500 acres is probably a ballpark. So it's unusual to think cotton is that low of an acreage crop in South Carolina, but you know that trend's been happening for the better part of 20 years. So,
sure.
Continuation. So again, it's a I think we're in for a better-than-average year on our yields. Input costs trended down from those highest levels of a couple of years ago, so all in all should be a better-than-average year for South Carolina farmers.
The system that came through a few weeks ago, it really didn't cause a lot of damage to the crops, did it?
We were pleasantly surprised at how well the corn crop, which was, you know, pretty much well in the middle of harvest, how it held up. A little more rain than wind through the corn belt, if you will, I-20, I-95 type areas. But, you know, they had to wait to get back into the fields with, with 8 and 9 inches of rain. So, but overall, as you said, pleased with the way the crops came through. Certainly nothing like, gosh, what is it now, 8 years ago? The flood of 2015.
Is that Florence?
God, it was everywhere. It seems like.
I meant Hurricane Florence, or was it Matthew?
Hurricane Florence. In Florence and everywhere.
It left a lasting impression. It certainly did. Well,
that it did. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, indeed. Well, overall, good news then as we wrap up the fall harvest and already farmers turning their attentions to 2024. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.